Keokuk is the final stop for this year's RAGBRAI. Thousands of bicycle riders will start arriving early Saturday morning. They will dip their front tires in the Mississippi River to mark the end of their week-long journey across Iowa. There were concerns as to whether the tire-dipping site would be ready because of this spring's severe flooding and a nearby train derailment, but organizers say everything is set. Just 1 week ago, it was nearly impossible to find the dip site along the river, but that's no longer the case. There is now a roughly 10-foot-wide path of freshly laid bright white rock. The path stretches from the edge of a parking lot next to the George M. Verity Riverboat Museum to the mighty Mississippi. Throughout Saturday, riders will travel that path and dip their tires or their entire bikes and possibly themselves into the river in celebration. A couple sets of railroad tracks that riders will have to cross to reach the dip site appear to have been repaired as well. The tracks and the asphalt in between them were damaged by a coal train derailment several months ago, but it appears crews for BNSF Railway have now completed the repairs. However, not everything is complete along the riverfront. There are still a few large pieces of driftwood scattered around after months of flooding. Workers are using heavy equipment to move them out of the way. Organizers are confident the cleanup will be completed on time. They say come Saturday, the riverfront will be lined with food vendors, filled with the sounds of live music, and decorated to celebrate Keokuk's role in this year's RAGBRAI. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.